Your website should be the most productive employee in your business. So put it to work. What's up, good people? This is Anthony Deloach, the founder of the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy, and I am here to bring you 5 minutes of fire. That's right, 5 minutes of actionable advice that you can implement in your business and start seeing results immediately. On this episode of the podcast, I'm going to be talking about the key components of a successful website in 2018. That's right, the key components of a successful website in 2018. Now, before I jump right into the content of this episode, I do want to let you know that this podcast is being brought to you by the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy. The Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy is the premier community for professionals and entrepreneurs who are ready to build, launch, and grow their online business. If you are a professional or entrepreneur and you're ready to be successful online, then you need to be in this community. Please go to www.anthonydeloach.com/join and you can get all the information on the Academy and you can get started today for only $7. That's right, $7 for your first 30 days and you can be on your way to success. All right, guys, go ahead and join the community, and I will see you on the inside. Now into the content of today's episode. All right, guys, on this episode, I am going to be discussing the key components to a successful website in 2018. What is your strategy for your website in 2018? Anyone who knows me knows that this is something that is near and dear to my heart. I've been in the web design and marketing industry for the last 10 years, and I just love seeing what's going on in the website world altogether in every industry that is out there. I love to see when people are launching new websites. I go to them and I critique them. I see what they're doing. I offer help to those who I see maybe struggling with their website. You know, I try to just provide as much value as I can. So I wanted to do this podcast so that you can know what the key components are to a successful website in 2018. So without further ado, I'm going to jump right into the content of this episode. Look, guys, one of the first things that I want to address before I get into anything else is that you need a website, right? There are a lot of gurus out there. There are a lot of other online experts that are telling you, oh, it's 2018. You don't need a website. You can just use a landing page. You can just use ClickFunnels. You don't even need to have a website. You can just use lead pages. You don't need to have a website. You can just use Shopify, you know, all these other things, and you don't need a website. I know you can build a website through Shopify. I don't want to make anyone think that I don't know that you can build a website through Shopify, but I want to just tell you a couple of things here. I totally, with my whole heart, believe that you need to have your own website. Anyone that knows me knows that I build websites on WordPress. I just love it. It's an open source platform. It's some way that you can actually be in control of your website. You can own it. You're not at the mercy of somebody else. So I love the WordPress platform, purchasing your own hosting and then just doing it that way. That's just the best way to do it. That's what I believe. I know there's other people who say differently, but I want to tell you that's what I believe. I don't believe in building your home on rented land. Like I think ClickFunnels is great. I think lead pages are great. I think a lot of the things and the technological advancements that we have now that allow you to build web presences, they are great, but it's nothing like having your own home online. So I believe you need to have a website. All right, rant over. I just wanted to say that first. But well, here's one of the key components to a successful website in 2018. The first one is your business needs to be findable online. People need to be able to find your website. People need to be able to go to it and look at it and check you out. And people need to be able to just find you. So you need a website. And then you also need to really work on some search engine optimization so people can find you. If you're not doing search engine optimization, maybe you're paying for some pay-per-click ads on Google. You're paying for some ads, so you show up at the top of Google in the sponsored ads. But I think the organic SEO strategy is just enough. You can use a simple tool like the Yoast SEO plugin to make sure that your content is optimized so that it will help you show up in search engine results. But you need to make sure that your business is findable online. The next thing that you want to do is make sure that your website is easily accessible. So you want to make sure that your website is responsive, no matter where the person is viewing your website from. Now, there's a lot of attention that's being put on how many people are viewing websites from their mobile phone. So it definitely needs to be responsive so that it adjusts well to a mobile phone. And then also, you need to make sure if someone's using it from a tablet or that they're actually using it from the desktop. There's so many different resolutions of screens and monitors out there now. You want to make sure that your website looks great no matter where they're looking at your website from. The next thing that you need to do is to make sure that your website speed is up to par. You want to make sure that your website loads really quick. You want to make sure it only takes it a couple seconds to load. If it takes your website too long to load, then visitors will usually just back out of the website. Have you ever been to a website and saw that it was taking too long for it to load, so you just back out of it? And most people just never return to your website. So they will just click the back button if your website doesn't load pretty fast. Actually, 53% of people who says if your website doesn't load in the first 5 seconds, that they're going to click back and they'll never, ever visit your website. So that's one of the things that you want to make sure that you do, is to make sure that your website is performing and it is loading quickly. The next thing is that you want to make sure that the navigation on your website is easy to read and click through on a mobile device. So you want to make sure that it's really easy to read. Always test your website on a mobile device platform before you actually launch it, or to make sure that it is mobile friendly, because so many people are viewing websites from mobile phones. Now, then I also want to tell you that on your website, you need to have a clear call to action. What do you want your visitors to do when they visit your website? You want to be clear. You want to be able to make sure that you're answering questions on your website, that the information that you're providing on your website is answering the customer's questions. So like most people go to a website, if they're not familiar with you, they want to know what you're all about. That's why you need to have a clear statement or call to action on your website telling exactly what you're about. You need to have easily accessible contact information on how to interact with your site. So you want to make sure that those things are available as well. So you want to make sure that your website also it establishes trust with your customer, so they want to know who your company is. They want to know a little bit about information. Has your company been around for a while? Has the founder been around for a while? Why should they trust you in the online space? Because anybody can put up a website now. So that's why you need to make sure that those things are being answered in your website. So you just want to make sure that these things are covered when you are building your website or you're having someone else build your website. So make sure these things are actually covered all the time. Next thing I want to talk to you about is making sure that you have a secure website. If people are going to be making purchases on your website, or even if they're not going to be making purchases on your website, it's always a good idea to have a security certificate on your website, SSL certificate on your website, because when they see the HTTPS and Google shows your website is green and that is secure, it's just another way to build confidence with your visitors and your clients. So you want to make sure you're doing that. And it also lets the client know that their website or their content, their sensitive content is secure on your website. So you want them to feel that way about your website. All right, guys, I hope these things have been helpful. I hope you are able to implement these things. Go back and look at your website. Make sure that all of these things are covered on your website. You want to make sure that people go to your website and they are confident and they can be converted into customers. You want to have your visitors converted into customers because your website just looks that great and is optimizing every area and every aspect. All right, guys, this episode has been a little bit longer than the other episodes, but I wanted to get this content out there. As always, go ahead and join the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Academy at www.anthonydeloach.com/join. Get all the information on the Academy. Get started today for only $7, and you'll get information like this, but on a much, much deeper level. Also, you can get your questions answered in our member calls. So I'm excited about everything that's going on right now. As always, I want you guys to continue to make it happen in your online business. Go out and crush it. Until the next episode, I want you guys to have an incredible day. I'm out.